We've got Bryce Edwards on the line now. He's a political scientist, of course, at Victoria University. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Morena, Graham.
Now, we've just heard a bet there. What's your bet about what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think he's on the money there. We're likely to see a watered-down version of a capital gains tax coming in. Of course, you know, capital gains taxes are a spectrum, you know. At the mild end, you've got just, you know, a very small CGT on some rental properties. At the far, in the comprehensive end, it contains everything. You know, it's farms, businesses. And what we've seen in this debate over the last few months really is a traditional left-right split of, you know, those on the left wanting a very comprehensive capital gains tax and poorer members of society wanting that, which we've seen from the surveys. Those on the right and the wealthier members of society wanting businesses to, you know, and farmers really, to have an exemption from this.
Yeah. So most commentators are saying that it's going to be whittled down to little more than a tax on residential property investments. Yeah. Let's assume, for example, and we don't know, let's be honest about that, but let's assume that that's what they do. Where then do the politics lie? Because you've got New Zealand First, who I imagine will be taking some credit from this, Labour in more of a neutral stance, saying, oh, well, that's all we could really do, and the Greens, who actually, let's remind ourselves, said we don't deserve to be re-elected if we don't do a comprehensive capital gains tax. Is that kind of how you see the three strands of the political discourse going?
Absolutely, and I think for a lot of the supporters of this government, it could be a bit of a blow to their kind of faith in this government being a transformative one, because really this is the big test of this government this term. It's their major policy issue, and it speaks to so much about what the government has campaigned on around inequality, around supposedly, you know, sorting out the housing affordability crisis. And if they're weak on this, if they do come only forward with a very diluted, watered-down version, I think a lot of supporters will lose faith and will, you know, kind of wonder about what, you know, being elected is for.
Yeah. Here's the other side of it, though, I guess, and I imagine that this is the way they'll try to spin it. So New Zealand First will say, well, we've won because we convinced them not to do these dreadful things that they wanted to do. Labour will say, well, look, you know, this is coalition politics. And the Greens will say, hey, if you vote for me more often next time, then we might be able to do something more.
Yeah, I certainly think that that will be the message from all the parties, and they will say, you know, vote for us in the future and we might revisit this issue. I think that's probably unlikely. I think that this will really settle the issue for kind of the next, 5 or 10 years. Mm. And so I think it's unlikely that either the Labour or the Greens will want to, you know, bring up the capital gains tax proposal again after this.
Yeah,
this,
well, how many elections will this be for Labour, having had a crack at it? This is right. Hit number four or something, isn't it?
And so it is a bit disappointing in this sense, because we haven't really had a proper debate about the capital gains tax proposals. I mean, the government side hasn't really even been part of the debate over the last 2 months. You know, they've had the strategic, you know, decision whereby they've decided not to actually, you know, come out in the media. And
well, they contracted it out, didn't they, to Michael Cullen?
Yeah, they did. And I don't think that voice really has been that impressive. And so mostly it's been those on the right, those in the business community that have been, you know, pushing the agenda on this. And so, you know, it's been a lost opportunity, I think, for the left.
Just very quickly, because we're running up against the 7:30 headlines, which have come and gone time-wise. They are coming up. Strategically, we can read a fair bit into the timing, can't we? I mean, if you're going to do it today or tomorrow especially, that's Easter Thursday, which is a celebrated dump day for governments. That's a defensive crouch, really, isn't it?
Oh, it will be disappointing if it comes out today or especially tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And that will suggest that the government is embarrassed by their decision and they want to bury it. But, yeah, so hopefully it is actually a more bold decision and it's next week.
Hey, thanks very much for your time, Bryce. That's Bryce Edwards unpicking the politics of the capital gains tax.